course you want to do it again. I think it's regardless, Saturday, Monday games are always tough. With the quickness and turnaround, I suppose, with it being a Monday evening, gives us an extra few hours to sort of recuperate and recover. But no, I think it just, like I say, it really gives you that kick on, I suppose. If you were feeling a little bit leggy, you'd be feeling a slightly more leggy on the back of a defeat. So, like I say, we go into what will be a great occasion for us. Really looking forward to it. But, like I say, there'll be a lot going on around the ground from our perspective. It's about winning. We've put ourselves, like I say, in a position now. If we could get 6 points over this weekend, I think that would, like I say, merit where we've deserved to be based on our performances. The draws aren't great in terms of points tally, but we know Monday's going to be a really, really tough game. But a game we're looking forward to and one we're going to go and win.
Will it be filed coming onto the national stage, do you think? Not just the TV there, the radio, of course, as well. But the focus of the football kind of world will be on you, perhaps.
Yeah, I hope so. It's like I say, I suppose the coverage we get from all the media is great, and we've been, like I say, we've gone from a club where we were having to write interviews and send interviews into people to get ourselves some publicity, to all of a sudden people want to be part of it. That's great. It's great to be involved in as a manager. The players really love it, and for us to move forward as a club, it is massive. And all of a sudden now we're a team that people, I suppose, from a distance away I've heard about in little things, but it can only, like I say, it can only improve us. We're moving forward as a club. We want to keep improving. We've got lots of improving to do, but like I say, the coverage we get now, hopefully all positive, has a massive impact, and I more than anyone else appreciate that, because we want to move forward.
And lastly, strange times at Barrow. Managerial change already?
Yeah, again, it's hard to know. I know Sean's obviously got still in contact with people there. Obviously, he came from there last year, but with obviously Nick Anderson being sold and Jordan Williams being sold and Richie Bennett being sold, you wonder what was sort of happening. Obviously, Paul's an experienced manager. I'm sure he won't be out of work for a while. He's had success at this level, and we'll be looking to get straight back in. I don't know how it works, to be honest, for us. We've just got to focus on us and ultimately go and put in another performance, regardless of who they play and who they've got in charge. It'll be a really, really tough game for us against, like I say, an experienced team at this level who are a big, strong physical side. And as much as we want to win, they'll be wanting to win in front of the TV cameras as well.